Attorneys representing the family of Ruben Galindo say they'll conduct their own investigation into his shooting. Police video released last week shows the 29-year-old Hispanic man had his arms raised above his head as CMPD officers shot and killed him September 6th. The lawyers spoke to reporters before last night's city council meeting. WFAE Sarah D'Elia was there and has this report.
About 40 people gathered outside the government center, all dressed in black. Members of Ruben Galindo's family were there, too. But they weren't ready to speak to the media. Instead, attorney Brian Hockman did the talking.
The videos speak for themselves. This is horrific.
Hockman told reporters after the press conference that there was a reason the family wanted to make a statement. He didn't deny Galindo had a gun. Galindo had called 911 saying he had one, but with no bullets. CMPD confirmed afterward the gun was not loaded.
We felt compelled to respond based on some of the information that was put on the internet and some of the statements that made declaring that he was pointing a gun. Those statements were made before the videos were released, and it's clear that he wasn't.
The group filed into the council chambers holding signs, some in Spanish, some in English, others just with the image of Galindo's face. They quietly sat as the council conducted its business. There was no time set aside for public comment, and there was no recognition of the group from any city council members during the meeting. Pastor Ray McKinnon was among the crowd in the chamber. He said he came to show support for Galindo's family, but also because of the questions he has around CMPD's policies when it comes to using deadly force.
Well, they follow policy. They follow policy. Well, where there comes a point where the next logical question is, what's wrong with this policy? What's wrong with the policies that continue to allow police officers to kill black and brown and poor people, armed or unarmed, and nothing happens, right? Nothing. You know, in the rare occasion when they're charged, you get a hung jury. So policy's broken. It's time to do something.
Councilwoman Julie Eisolt is head of the Public Safety Committee. She's seen the footage and calls Galindo's shooting tragic.
Like everybody who watches it on TV, it's easy to armchair quarterback that one. So I really am anxious to see what the police report says and how CMPD interprets it.
The protesters remained silent and most left about 40 minutes into the meeting. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.